Good afternoon, TL Roofing.
Hey, is Tony around?
I think so, may I call him?
Yeah, this is Kyle over here at Cardiff.
With where?
Cardiff.
Oh.
TL Roofing, this is Tony.
Hey Tony, Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, Kyle. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Just wanted to follow up here with you briefly. We mailed out a finance offer a couple weeks back to you guys. Looks like it was based off a relationship you had over there with First Tennessee. Does that sound familiar?
It does not.
Does not. Okay. Well, anyways, just to fill you in here, based off that relationship, we had you pre-approved over here with us for $250,000. So, just wanted to see for some equipment capital. Just want to see if you, how business is going for you this summer.
You know what? We are absolutely swamped. We've been in business for 4 years since the recession ended, and to be honest with that, we ever need to borrow money for, you know, a 30-day bridge if we need it. But
okay, how much is that line of credit for over there?
You know, they've added to a half a million dollars at Pinnacle Bank or Rankle.
Okay.
Bank of Colorado, I'm sorry.
So okay.
I appreciate it, but, you know, we just don't have any need for a loan right now.
No, understandable. I was just calling to really follow up with you here and not meaning to step in on your toes at all there. We are don't want to steal a relationship with you, but we are just a secondary source just in case something they couldn't help you out with. We would possibly be able to maybe see what we could do. But so are you guys mostly commercial, or you do, like, some residential too?
We do commercial, residential, industrial.
So, okay.
We do all of it.
So, oh, well, that's good.
We're in a rural community. We have.
Yeah, a lot of business to, a lot of ground to cover there too. So I'm sure you're doing quite well. Your sales increasing year over year?
They have been. They'll be over $6 million in total sales this year. So.
Oh wow, that's pretty good. So where were we at last year?
We were just over $5 million.
Okay. Are you doing like anything different, or kind of just more work since the economy's been slowly inclining?
More work, better work, and the margins have improved steadily for the last 5 years.
Okay. Yeah. So more work there. Does that mean you have to bring on some new people, or were you kind of able to manage with what you had?
We cap out at 49 employees.
49 employees. Okay.
That's the most employees I'm going to have this whole Obamacare thing gets squared away.
Okay. So is this normally your busier season right now, or is it kind of all just kind of spread out evenly throughout the year?
We stay busy all the time.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Do you do any preparation for, like, your busier seasons?
No, not really. It's pretty much just business as usual.
Business as usual. Okay, so from gaining all your business and everything and increasing, were you, like, add on some marketing over there, or is it kind of anything like that?
We don't do any advertising. We don't do any marketing. As a matter of fact, we don't even have a website.
Okay, so it's just kind of word of mouth, then, it sounds like, huh?
It's word of mouth. We have a pretty good reputation in the Free State region where we work, and then we get a lot of it's repeat, but a lot of it's
okay. No, that's
municipalities and different county governments and whatnot.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. So do your payments from your customer usually come like after the job's finished, or how does that kind of work out for you?
On larger projects, progressive billing. We bill monthly.
Bill monthly, okay. Do you like ever run into any cash flow problems like that?
You know what? We never have. My understanding is a lot of guys in construction have a hard time collecting and whatnot. We never have had an issue.
Oh, well, that's great to hear.
In 30 years, I think we probably had less than $50,000 in debt.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So that sounds like pretty good management on your end of the job there, then, if you're able to kind of budget yourselves for all that. It sounds quite well, actually. So if you don't mind me asking, how long you guys been doing this?
I started this company in 1987.
87, so quite some time.
29 and a half years.
That's awesome. Have you been over there in Colorado the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Durango, right?
Durango, yep.
Durango, okay.
And
Grand Junction, okay. So work kind of split between the two there?
In sales, we have our total sales in Grand Junction are only about $1 million, and that is out of the Durango office.
Oh, okay, so Durango does quite a bit more then, but you still got a pretty good amount coming over there from Grand Junction. That's pretty cool. Do you have any plans for any future growth anytime soon?
Nope. As a matter of fact, I'm to the point in my career where I'm considering retiring. So.
Well, sounds like you've done put in your fair share of hard work over there. Sounds like you're getting pretty close to it. So, congratulations. That's probably an awesome feeling after working hard all your life.
Yep, it's good.
That's good.
I'm pleased.
Yeah, I would be too. That's where I want to be someday. So that's awesome to hear that you're making it there. Alrighty, well, do you have a certain time of year you usually evaluate or, you know, run into bringing any, like, new equipment on or anything like that?
You know what? Occasionally, through the 79 year-end capital equipment program where we
My number is 858
single 100% depreciated in the first year.
Okay.
So we do that this last year. I think all we did was buy a couple of vehicles before we bought a another crane and
okay, so taking advantage of okay, taking advantage of that section 179 then, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, 179, yep.
Yeah, that saves you a bunch of money there, I bet, to write off. That's pretty pretty nice. It comes in handy sometimes, huh?
Well, you can buy the first year you put it in service, so that's up to $500,000. So that's we don't have any equipment that costs $500,000.
Oh, yeah, probably just a bunch of pieces though together could maybe get you a couple $100,000, though, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, Tony, I'm glad everything's going well for you over there, and it sounds like you got everything going good. You mind if I'll shoot you an email, and that way you can keep my information on file in case you ever want to bring out some new equipment?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. What's a good email for you?
TL Roofing Work. WORK at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Alrighty, Tony. Well, I appreciate your time here. And again, congratulations on getting close to retirement there. And I will maybe follow up once a quarter just to chat and see how everything's going over there for you.
Sounds good.
Alrighty, you enjoy your weekend.
Alright, you do the same. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye bye.